Idaho Sports Talk with Prater in the Ballgame. So many ways to listen on 95.3 FM, 1350 AM, and always streaming on the new and improved KTIK app.
What's going on, and welcome to a Boise State Friday night game day edition of what we hope is your favorite sports talk radio program. This is Idaho Sports Talk. We're Prater in the Ballgame, and you're accessing KTIK Sports Radio, the Ticket, AM, FM, online, Amazon, Alexa, the new and improved KTIK smartphone app. Download all that stuff. You can catch us. We're a little less than 3 hours from kickoff to a unique, kind of maybe even weird type of game tonight, which we will examine. I'm Johnny Ballgame. I got the best board operator in the conference tonight, JP John Patrick, RowPaint.com studio. Just a quick 2 hour tour, JP. We got a lot to get in 2 hours.
And then we're like a bat out of hell down to Albertson Stadium. No time to kill.
JP, I appreciate you. You're going to drop us off down there. It's going to be great. Our dad's dropping us off at the game. My partner, Mike Prater.
Dropping us off in the Camry, baby.
Yes, sir. I can't wait, man. Prater, here it is. It's whatever we're going to say, we're going to cover for the next 2 hours. We're going to talk a lot about this game, probably only this game coming, and there's a lot to talk about. We've been doing it all week.
Ball game. I was going to do some math today. I didn't have time, so I kind of ran out, so I'll just kind of paraphrase. I was going to do the number of Boise State football games I've covered since 1994. When I walked onto the beat in 1994, whatever that, 28 seasons by what, an average of 12 games, whatever that Prater math is, that the number doesn't matter.
Damn.
The reason why I bring that up is this is the most unique game I ever remember in the history of Boise State football. There's been plenty of unique games, lots of unique games for their own different storylines and subplots. This scenario that we're seeing tonight has never happened before. I got up this morning. I started giggling this morning. I got fired up and excited this morning.
Me too, man.
I'm really looking forward to this. The anticipation of it's almost like Christmas because, you know what? When Boise State goes and plays at UTEP, you know what you're going to get. Boise State's going to crush them, right? Whoops!
Yeah,
it didn't happen.
That was a nice whoops. That was on a Chris Berman level, man. Well
and done. That's where we are right now with this football team. We have no idea what to expect, and I cannot wait for kickoff.
What do you guys think? You know, you've been going to a lot of these games, too, over the years, haven't you, our listeners? And why is this unique? Why is this weird? How are you thinking about this game less than 3 hours from its kickoff? We have our Fat Guys Fresh Deli Hotline, 208-424-9300. Hell, we can take calls just about every segment today, Prater, if you ask me, making this kind of a game day edition. So you guys want to call us on the Fat Guys Fresh Deli Hotline, whatever we're talking about, you want to get in on this? Well, get in on it. You can also text us as you always do. Same number, Cloverdale Plumbing text line, Prater. Weird, unique. God, that it's got to be that number. It's in the several hundreds, right? You said you've been covering this program since 94. Quick Prater math, 12, 15, whatever games a year. I mean, that's it. I mean,
12 times 28 is 336.
Yeah.
So let's just round it up to 350.
You covered 350 games, and this one stands out. And it's not because of, I mean, how much does it have to do with the win or the loss? It feels like that almost is on the back burner compared to, like, just the overall anticipation with our eyes. Not our mouths and ears anymore, where we can see Talen Green make his first start, Dirk Koetter back in coaching at this level collegiately as an offensive coordinator, whether he's calling plays or not. That was not confirmed, but I think he is.
He's going to be involved, and he may have some help, but yes.
All that stuff, man. It's just
I'm fired up. I'm very excited. We went to practice on Tuesday. Yes, Tuesday morning we went to practice, and it was weird seeing Dirk Koetter on the practice field. We all talked about that stupid white visor. Let's hope tonight the storyline is more than about visors. It's about the new quarterback. It's about the new offensive coordinator. And I truly believe it is about the wins and the losses. I wrote this morning in the Idaho Press, and I don't know if I've ever remembered this kind of a scenario before with Boise State football, who's had plenty of ups and downs. But if Boise State... there is a lot riding on a win or a loss tonight. And tonight's game really isn't about the Mountain West standings. If Boise State wins, they're deep into the Mountain West race. Good for them.
Right?
Let's not get, I'm not getting carried away. I'm not trying to bury that scenario, that trying to possibility. But if Boise State loses, we're literally going to wake up tomorrow morning and go, what's going on with Leon Rice's basketball program? It's emotionally connected and an emotionally charged game tonight. It's about a football team and its bond with its fan base. The fan base is very curious to find out what's going on with this offense tonight, but they're also ready to check out if Boise State loses this football game. I truly believe the emotional connections are there, pros and cons. There is a lot at stake tonight, ballgame.
You know, I'm not a fan of Boise State, and if you think I am, you're an idiot. But I can relate, because I am a fan of a lot of other stuff outside of my work with sports and what's going on in the city of Seattle right now. I have checked out with the Seahawks. I am all about the Mariners, right? And that might be what this town, this fan base that you talked about, you wrote about in your column, you know, Leon Rice giving the giving Boise State Bronco Nation a lot to be excited for. And when the football team kind of gives them a reason to say, eh, I'm going to go smell some other stuff right now. You stink right now, man. Yeah, I want to smell something better than this. Like, I think there's a lot of fans in the Northwest have went through that professionally too. But yeah, that's on the table. And that's going to be a big scenario, I think, tonight, Prater, as is a lot of them. You know, I want to see what they're going to do offensively, defensively. We just got a ton of stuff on this thing, and this is a fun one. San Diego State, Boise State, the Mountain West needs games like this, in my opinion, and I think we have one tonight.
Ballgame, we've spent the entire week talking about these scenarios, talking about tonight's game, talking about the offense and what's going on in the expectations. The big question of today, of tonight, is what are you expecting from Boise State's offense? That's the question we want to hear from you guys all week long. We've covered so many details. Even you this morning asked the last unknown detail. If Boise State wins the toss, do they take the ball or do they kick the ball? What do they do to help get inside the head of Taylen Green? A nice fresh start right off the bat to build that confidence? Or do you want to get the defense out there, let Taylen Green warm up for another 5 or 10 minutes? Every single detail about what's been going on with this football team and this offense has been covered. I cannot wait to see the Broadway play on the blue tonight.
If you're Andy Avalos and you win the toss, are you doing what just about everybody does now? You just defer the decision to the second half? Or do you want the ball first? Explain. Show us your work. Text those messages in. We don't normally take calls segment one, but we said, hey, if you want to get in there, we'll talk Bronco game day with you on Idaho Sports Talk. Jeff, you're first up. And Jeff, you told JP, you're like Phil Collins, man. You can feel it coming in the air tonight. What you got, bud?
When you arrive at a defining moment of your life, either you define the moment or the moment defines you, tonight, Boise State turns the corner, Andy Avalos turns the corner. I'm feeling optimistic. The blue blood, orange and blue blood in my veins is running hot. I think that tonight is electric. I think we get a bunch of big plays. I think the stadium is on fire. And you guys have been talking about this game all week. We're going to talk about it for years to come. I think this is the night where we turn the corner. I believe in my Broncos. I believe in Coach Avalos because he's a good man. He's a smart football player, or was a smart football player, is a smart football coach. He had a gut check moment last weekend and did, I think, the hardest thing for a manager or an owner or whatever to do. He made the tough choice, and it is going to pay off. And I agree with Prater. Taylen Green's going to make some mistakes that make us want to pull our hair out at some point.
Yep.
But not tonight. Tonight is the introduction to the world, and it's going to be fantastic.
That's a hell of a pep talk, Jeff.
Jeff, you're drinking the Kool-Aid coming off of that UTEP game. How long did it take you to convince yourself into that storyline?
What?
I'm telling you guys, you can't sit with Coach Avalos at any given time and not believe that that's a guy that deserves all the good things because he does it the right way. And for whatever reason, I'm just not jaded enough to believe that people who go about things the right way, eventually it doesn't pay off. And I believe in Coach Avalos. I believe in Dickey, the whole team down there. Tonight's the night we turn the corner, and what's next is going to be fantastic. I'm telling you. Tonight is going to be electric at Bronco Stadium.
I love it. You can feel it coming in the air tonight. Whoa, Lord! Let's get some Phil Collins here, JP. Appreciate the call.
Jeff, I would never do that to you, Prater, on a game day. I'm not going to throw Phil Collins at you. I know what that would do to you. That would be a major buzzkill for you.
Yes, that's not a game day song.
I will leave Phil Collins out of this. By the way, a couple of things. We're here for the post game. Actually, we're at KBOI, our sister station, an hour after the game tonight. Switch on over to KBOI, get your Bob Beeler post game, and then we come in with massive reaction. And I'm going to predict another massive reaction show on Bronco game night tonight, Prater, because I don't know what par for the course is or what the in-between is. I feel like there's going to be a massive party tonight, okay? And Bronco Nation is going to be happy and proud and rejoice and think they're getting whatever it is they want to get back. Do you think they're on the right start? They've made the right decisions. They're slowing their roll a little bit if they win. And if they lose, likely there might be, you know, hey, like you're saying, when's basketball season start again? Please check, please, on the season. Seabass and the fellas agreed to pick up our check. Like, that, they're going to check out like Lloyd and Harry on this sucker, Prater.
I don't know who Lloyd and Harry are, but I'm going to believe you on that.
I don't know what the in-between is. I feel like for example, tonight on Bronco game night, we're going to talk about the storm. Oh, my God, rain cloud, this program is in serious trouble. Or party, let's go. A big win. What's the in-between? Is there one?
No, there is no in-between. It's either win or lose. And I suppose the in-between, the sloppy part is, what if they win and they get lucky on a defensive touchdown and the offense is horrible? Now, the expectations for tonight's offense, and we're going to dive deep into this here at 3:15 in terms of exploring Dirk Cutter, exploring Taylen Green, but you know, there's no way that this offense can come out and just click. And I love Jeff's optimism. I really, truly do. And that's the bigger story. And you talked about this earlier in the show. You're not a fan, but we both love big stories. That is the big story. If Boise State's offense and if Taylen Green can come out and just light the fire, you know the excitement and the buzz? It'd almost be like Florida State all over again. The week after Florida State, Hurricane Hank, this town was electric. And if Taylen Green and Dirk Cutter can go off and perform electricity against San Diego State tonight, people are going to get excited. But I don't think we're going to get the goosebump moments with offense in terms of consistency. Taylen Green might fire us up. I just can't wait to see. I mean, we're speculating and expectating and all this other kind of weird stuff when we really have no idea. It's kind of weird.
Expectating?
I think I just made up a word.
That's a good word, man.
But I pulled it off, didn't I?
Yes, man. It sounded very well. Right? And it's like, Andy Avalos, if that does happen and you get your party, Bronco Nation, this kicks off one hell of a weekend for you, I would imagine. If that is in fact the case and you get that party, Prater, it's like Andy Avalos hits the reset button faster than me losing another match to Mike Tyson in Mike Tyson's punch out, typing the code in again to get another shot. Like, he's been able to flip this. If that is the case, because people are going to be done and past with the Corvallis loss and the El Paso loss. They're looking forward. They're moving ahead with this thing. And if this program, if this team tonight gives them something to move forward with, Bronco Nation has proven different eras, different coaches. You show them the product they want, they will support the heck out of you, bro.
I agree. Nicely said, ballgame. Nicely said.
All right. What is the biggest storyline with Cutter and Taylen Green, right? That is the biggest storyline. Let's dive in a little deeper to this sucker. JP, let's turn the cameras on in the Ropane.com studio and talk Dirk Cutter, Taylen Green. Keep sending us your expectations. What's the best case, worst case for you guys? 208-424-9300. KTIK, the ticket.
What would you do with $25,000? It's the 25K payday. Listen for the national keyword 10 times a day to win $100. Every winner is entered to win $25,000 on Sports Radio 95.3, the ticket.
All right, guys, warm days, cool nights, make it the perfect time to apply for Zamzo's Lawn Food. Your lawn is recovering. Feed it. Zamzo's Lawn Food, all 13 areas, Zamzo's. Prater, we welcome in our video audience, and if you haven't subscribed to the KTIK YouTube page yet, I don't know what the hell you're waiting for, man. Next time you're on YouTube or on the internet thing, subscribe to our YouTube
The internet thing. The internet thing. That thing is called the internet. Yeah.
Chances are you'll probably be on it within the next hour or two.
The World Wide Web.
WWW. It drives me crazy in radio commercials, by the way, pet peeve, when they still leave in the WWW.
Like they did on our van. That drove me crazy, too.
You didn't like that on the van? Yeah, on you our van.
You shouldn't put WWW anywhere.
It drives me crazy in radio commercials, and I listen, you know, hey, please go to www.fatguys.com, like something like that. I'm like, I don't need, just go to fatguysforsale.com. Anyway, Dirk Cutter, Talen Green, a massive storyline with this game, Prater. You've been writing about it. We've been talking about it. This fan base, are you kidding me? Nothing short of anything to talk about with this team. That's at an all-time high, you could argue. But wow, it's not exactly maybe what this fan base expected to be talking about. Here we are, second home game of the year, and it's the Talen Green and Dirk Cutter show.
Holy cow, I have no idea what to expect from this game tonight. And that's the phrase. What are we expecting from Dirk Cutter? What are we expecting from Talen Green? We've told you a lot of stories about Talen Green this week. The Louisville High Fighting Farmers out of Texas. Former track athlete, 6'6", 220, a state champion or a school record holder in the long jump. Are you kidding me? That's like what kind of bird flies through the air like that? Talen Green is a freakish athlete who is going to just fire you guys up tonight. The question is, how many mistakes is he going to make? And the question from Dirk Cutter is, what kind of offense is he going to run? It's going to be very similar to what we've seen, I believe, in terms of the strategies, the plots, the play calling. Well, maybe not the play calling. Let's not go there. But in terms of just being efficient, the balance, the rhythm, the things that Andy Avalos talks about, you can't, in 6 days, you cannot reinvent an entire offense, especially with a freshman quarterback. And Dirk Cutter hasn't been in college in, 13, 14 years? I don't know if it really matters, but, I mean, football is football.
04, 05 was his last year in Tempe, right?
I think it was 06, 05 okay. or 06.
Yeah.
His first year in the NFL, I think, was 07. So, there's so many different variables tonight, so many different expectations. I cannot wait, ball game. You know, I did the charting. I went back and looked at, because we all know that San Diego State runs this amazing defense, and Boise State has played San Diego State 7 different times. And outside of some dude have you ever heard of this Kellen Moore dude?
I'm sure Kellen Moore did just fine against San Diego State.
In 2011, the first time Boise State played San Diego State, Kellen Moore completed 28 of 40 passes, 366 yards, 4 touchdowns, and an interception, and Boise State scored 52 points and won by 17.
That feels so far from now, man. That feels so long ago. Wow.
The Doug Martin ran for 129 yards and 2 touchdowns. Yeah. Boise State's offense cranked out 497 yards that day.
How much did they give up? I didn't even look because
they scored 35.
Okay.
I didn't even look because after that, and I'm focusing on the offense, it became very, very, very pedestrian. Joe Southwick, very pedestrian in a loss. Grant Hedrick, very pedestrian in an overtime loss. Grant Hedrick, pretty good coming back in his second year with a nice victory. Brett Rippon and Montel Cozart, very pedestrian in a nice win. Brett Rippon again and Chase Cord, very pedestrian. Hank Bachmeier and Boise State quarterbacks have always been very pedestrian against San Diego State and its defense. To expect Talen Green come out tonight and do anything but be pedestrian and not be a game manager and take care of the football and maybe just run around a little bit, that's what we should probably expect.
Yeah.
And every one of those quarterbacks too, by the way. I mean, Joe Southwick had DJ Harper. Grant Hedrick had Jay Ajayi running all over. Jay Ajayi had 2 100-yard games against San Diego State.
Yep.
Brett Rippon had Alexander Madison for a couple of games.
Good point.
So they've had strong running games. They haven't had to be dominant quarterbacks. Nobody has thrown for 300 yards against San Diego State since Kellen Moore. 164, 202, 187, 72 yards, 170 yards. And last year, Hank Bachmeier threw for 222 yards. Hank Bachmeier's had the most impressive performance against San Diego State since Kellen Moore. He's not here anymore. Talen Green is your new quarterback.
Prater on the ball game, Idaho Sports Talk, KTIK the Ticket. Kind of a special edition here on a Boise State Bronco game day. We'll keep you till 5 o'clock tonight, then send you over with our pal Beeler as this thing gets ready to begin. I think, Prater, what will make Dirk Cutter's job easiest tonight is what you're saying. When you mention those running backs, I'm thinking, wow. If it's Helani, great. If it's Genty, fine. If it's a fly sweep here or there for a big chunk play, wonderful as well. But for Dirk Cutter, the one thing that I bet you he wants to get done first and foremost, and it's that running attack. It's being able to get Talen Green in second and four, third and one. The whole playbook is available to you. You can catch people off guard with a play action pass on first down because you know you're going to get a run look. You can, if Dirk Cutter is able to get into that type of rhythm, Michael Forrest Prater, then Boise State has its best chance to look okay on offense this season with this sucker, man. And it starts tonight, Prater, and I just want to see what's going to happen. But no, I'm leaning towards your expectation there. It's probably going to get worse before it gets better, right?
They want it to be consistent. That's the word that they've used all week long, consistent. We saw Boise State's offense last week so inconsistent against UTEP. That one drive after the first half, spectacular. Many other drives, not spectacular. Consistency. The consistency down there is going to take many, many bumps. There's no doubt about that. This will be a work in progress and probably for the rest of the season. It just dawned on me that we've talked all week long about Cutter, and we've talked all week long about Talen Green, and we've talked all week long about other guys. We haven't talked about George Helani, and he might be the most important guy on the field tonight based on the question you just asked. What could make Talen Green and Dirk Cutter's job easier? If George Helani can go out there and crank out 120 yards, and San Diego State's rush defense isn't that spectacular. They're fifth in the Mountain West, 62nd in FBS. They're giving up 135 yards a game, which is 15 more than Boise State's getting. If Boise State can push 150 yards rushing tonight, I like their chances.
On paper, this San Diego State defense looks nothing like what we've seen this defense look like in the past decade or so. They are down in every major defensive statistical category in this conference, Prater. Now, I know they've had a tough schedule. They've gotten their teeth knocked out by Utah. That skewed it. Arizona ran and did whatever they wanted to on them.
Yep.
So probably they're a little better than their stats indicate, but this defense can be ran on. Like you said, fifth in the league. They give up 135 yards a game. I mean, if George gets it going, then all of a sudden, if Talen is in a rhythm with the read option, and I would bet a lot of money that we're going to see a lot of read options tonight, wouldn't you? Talen in shotgun, Helani next to him, just read one guy, Talen.
I think we're going to see some. I don't know about a lot.
Yeah,
I don't know about a lot.
Quarter.
I think they're also going to try to mix in. I think the secret weapon, and I'm just guessing, but I did see something in practice the other day after sleeping at a Holiday Inn. I'm just guessing that. Sorry, that was a bad joke. I'm just guessing that Cutter and Talen Green have worked a lot this week on the short passing game. We saw them work on that a lot on Tuesday. And a little bit of read option and a lot of short passing game, I think, is going to be Talen Green's best friend tonight. You don't want, even though Talen Green's got this long, beautiful arm, it's kind of raw. Well, yeah. It's definitely raw.
People hate his motion.
Squirrely.
It's think Phillip Rivers, think Vince Young, kind of some of that sidearm push action, but
kind of a rubbery sling action too that I don't really like. But he'll develop it. He'll develop that over 4 years. Short passing game and lots of running from George Helani tonight, I think, will be Boise State's best friend.
For me, I talked to you about this in our meeting. Dirk Cutter, find a way tonight to be able to unlock the athleticism. Talen Green is as gifted physically as any athlete in this program right now. But there's certain things playing quarterback, if the defense is winning the chess match, so to speak, and they're able to control Talen's athleticism, that poor kid is going to be in for a long night. We've seen so many times in our life covering sports or just watching it when a quarterback gets in and you look and you say, "Ah, shucks, he ain't ready yet." And you can see it. They're just not ready. I hope that's not the case. And Dirk Cutter, find a way to unlock this kid's athleticism. Get him on the move. Get him comfortable. Get him being his best version of him. Get Helani to run the damn ball and defense like you are ranked very, very well on paper in this league. Show up defense, rule the roost tonight, own the stinking game, and get this fan base fired up again.
Boise State football needs a win tonight, desperately needs a win, and I cannot wait to see how this game plays out because there's a lot at stake here. The emotional stakes, the standing stakes, the wins and losses, you know, just Andy Avalos. I mean, he's not fighting for his job, but he's fighting for, oh, maybe I don't want to say his reputation, but, you know, not everybody is an Andy Avalos guy right now. Andy Avalos needs to win this football game. Boise State needs to win this football game. For a 2-2 football team, there is a lot at stake tonight, ball game.
Jacob from Boise has a question for you, Prater.
What?
If Boise State loses tonight, do you think Andy Avalos is on the hot seat, or do you think with the firing of the offensive coordinator that bought him time to figure it out? What do you think is the temperature of Andy Avalos' seat if they do lose tonight and lose kind of embarrassingly?
Well, he'll be on the hot seat with fans. There's no doubt about that. You still see plenty of fans out there. As popular as he is around here, there's a lot of people out there who are saying, you know, Boise State shouldn't be done making changes yet, that Andy Avalos has to go. I think that that's ridiculous, and I think Jeremiah Dickey would agree with me. Andy Avalos will not be on the hot seat till after this season's over. Let's see how it plays out. He's not going to be on the hot seat based on a win or a loss tonight in the eyes of the Boise State administration and athletic department. The fans will unleash on him. Jeremiah Dickey will wait and have that conversation after the season.
I like it. Hey, guys, download the new and improved KTIK app on your phone. You get easy access to every interview, every episode of this Idaho Sports Talk. Plus, sometimes you get Bronco Focus segments, Bronco Game Night stuff, great stuff. Download the app. And maybe you're in your car right now headed to the stadium. You're like, dude, I'd still like to listen to these yahoos while I'm walking around going to my tailgate. That's when you download the app and you turn the app on when you get out of your car. JP, we have Spencer Danielson, your defensive coordinator, Bronco Nation, talking about San Diego State quarterback Braxton Burmeister. What is his top concern? You'll hear next. It's Idaho Sports Talk. We're Prater in the Ballgame. KTIK, the ticket.
The Treasure Valley's original all-sports station. Sports Radio 95.3 FM and 1350 AM. The ticket. Sports Radio 95.3 FM and 1350 AM. The ticket.
From the RowPaint.com studio, we have got Bob Beeler standing by at Albertson Stadium from his broadcast booth to do his Bronco Focus coming up in about 10 minutes. This is a first. That's a first ever. As we get set for Boise State, San Diego State tonight, 6 o'clock kickoff. The Aztecs have won the last two times these teams have played. And Boise State's defensive coordinator, Spencer Danielson, he said Talen Green isn't the only fast quarterback that's going to be on the field tonight. He said Braxton Burmeister can make things happen with his legs.
I mean, they got a quarterback transfer that can run it. One of the fastest quarterbacks we've played against. I mean, he can not only take off and get a first down. If he takes off and you don't get him, he's out. I mean, nobody's catching him. I don't care who you are. He's that type of an athlete. And they got a really good O-line. They always have great tailbacks. They got a tandem of them. They'll get more than one on the field. So they'll be fly sweeping them. They have a lot of different ways to get your eyes bad. And they got big old receivers on the outside. So just like any you know, really good offense, they've got these answers that if you overplay one thing, they're going to have their answer back the other side.
The other day when we did the no-brainer brain scratcher, Bob Beeler wanted me to pose to you guys the question that the quarterbacks will lead the teams in rushing tonight because he thinks that much of Braxton Burmeister that he could potentially lead San Diego State in rushing tonight.
I think that's a very, I mean, you know, Bird's a good running back, so I'm going to go against that. I'm going to go Helani and Bird.
I think that watch out for the Armstead kid. I know he doesn't get him many attempts, but he's averaging 10 yards a carry this year on 18 attempts. I think we might see multiple San Diego State running backs. They have a USC transfer, too, who plays a little bit. I don't know. I would not take that either. And then, obviously, like Prater said, Jordan Bird, kind of the old reliable guy.
Boise State tweeted out earlier today that just over 33,700 tickets were out for tonight's game. 6 o'clock kickoff. No shortage of football in the Treasure Valley tonight. As I counted up, there are 17 high school football games in the District 3. So this area,
wow.
6 5A games. One game, Rocky and Capitol, was actually moved away from Donna Larson Park just down the street from Albertson Stadium out to Rocky. And there are three 4A games in a lot of smaller schools as well.
Oh, that's so nice of Rocky Mountain being able to say, you know what, it's okay. We'll just let's just play it in our stadium. It doesn't really matter anyway. Hey, shoot us a text. Let us know which high school game you're going to, if you are going to one in the Valley tonight. I'd be curious.
But I did check with the Idaho High School Activities Association, and nobody has moved their games that they know of to a Saturday off of tonight's game. So I guess good for the high school sticking with their guns, but, you know, that's kind of a bad deal. Boise State probably could have got a couple more thousand people in that stadium for sure. Idaho Vandals coming off a win over Northern Arizona, Johnny, will look to win back-to-back games for the first time since 2019 tomorrow when they host Northern Colorado Saturday night. Idaho State taking the third-string quarterback. They're going to host Montana tomorrow afternoon. And College of Idaho, they'll try to keep their perfect season intact. They play Carroll College on the road tomorrow afternoon as well.
Does that sound right to you?
Haven't the Vandals, aren't they on a two-game winning streak right now? I think you just screwed up Johnny Vandals.
I got to bust you on this one, JP.
They've won two in a row? Oh, that's right. They beat Duquesne, right?
They beat the Drake Relays. Drake. And then they beat Northern Arizona last week in Flagstaff. It's homecoming weekend up there. They are on their first two-game win streak since 2019.
I apologize, Coach Eck, and to all Vandal fans.
He'll be on Tuesday, Coach Eck.
So does this mean that you'll come back in the next episode, in the next update, in the bottom of the hour, JP, and tell us the last time they had a three-game winning streak?
Prater, I'm going to have to do that. I'm going to have to look that far back.
Prater, I don't think he's going to.
How long will that be, Johnny?
That might be a while, man. I'd say 16. Maybe they had a three-game win streak when they won their last bowl game.
I'm going to have to remind Johnny that there is no cheering in the press box tonight, Johnny.
Mariners.
And the reason I'm saying that is because the Mariners can clinch a playoff berth tonight. If they get a win over the A's or the Baltimore Orioles lose to the Yankees, and if they do, or I should say when they do, it will snap a 20-year playoff drought.
21.
They might even know that they've clinched by the time their game starts tonight, Johnny.
Yeah, I heard Mariner fans on Seattle Sports Radio today saying, like, I hope it doesn't happen. I hope the Orioles win tonight so we can have the moment where we win. And I'm just like, we're really picking at this right now? Let's just get to the damn playoffs. You kidding me? I want to get as quick as I can. I will be in the press box tonight, Brader. If the Yankees beat the Orioles on ESPN+, that game will end, Brader, our time about 8:15, 8:30. Which would be, what, about third quarter, going into the fourth quarter-ish?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's going to be an emotional moment for myself and my good buddy Jay Tust, if he's in there then, too. Thank you for bringing that up, though, JT. It's a big night for Mariner fans.
I'm going to have to just, you know, watch your P's and Q's.
Yes, sir.
And Aaron Judge, he'll get his first shot to break the American League single-season home run record tonight. Yankees hosting the Orioles. And Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa flew home with the team last night after he was sent to the hospital in an ambulance after suffering a concussion in the loss to the Bengals. Before last night's game, the NFLPA was actually investigating whether or not the Dolphins followed concussion protocols in the Dolphins game Sunday against the Bills. If you recall, Tua left that game briefly before returning, and they say it was more of a back issue. But NFLPA President J.C. Treader said today in a statement, "We are outraged by what we have seen the last several days and are scared for the safety of one of our brothers," and they are looking into it, threatening legal action after especially what happened last night.
Yeah, the optics and visuals of last night were not good. Tua has been placed in concussion protocol today, so there's even people out there saying that it looks so bad he shouldn't even play the rest of the season. That might be a little extreme, but I guarantee you the Dolphins at this point are being very, very careful.
Yeah, and what is extreme in this, right? I mean, being able to do cognitive things the rest of your life, right? I mean, maybe in the best move, the Dolphins, you brought Teddy Bridgewater in for a reason. You're paying high-level backup money. Maybe Bridgewater gets a couple of weeks in there, Brader, and you make sure this thing heals. You dot every I and cross every tree, every T. This is this man's brain. Mm-hmm.
Finally, we did have one other change to the college football schedule because of Hurricane Ian. The UCF-SMU game that was supposed to be played on Sunday has now been moved to next week. They're going to play next Wednesday night because both teams actually have a bye. So they'll be able to, I guess, get a mini bye in there and play that game next week on a Wednesday night. By the way, when would Maction start? I love a little, like, Wednesday, Tuesday night Maction.
You know, it's probably coming, if they still have that contract, like next week.
it seemed like it was like in October, mid-October. I think Prater's shaking his head at me like, don't even ask me about Maction. I'm not going home on Wednesday and watching Ball State take on the Akron Zips.
No, not going to happen.
I love you, man. Okay, Bob Beeler, four keys to a Bronco victory. Prater, we're going live to Albertson Stadium right now.
Right from the press box, right from the Paul J. Schneider press box. We're going to talk to Bob Beeler, give us his four keys to the game. So looking forward to that.
By the way, swing by the KTIK tent if you're headed to the stadium. It's at the DeChevro practice field. You'll see KTIK everything. And all you have to do is sign up for a chance to win tickets to next week's Fresno game. We're giving away a pair of tickets. All you got to do is go to our tent and sign up. So make sure you take care of that as well. Let's get to the stadium. Bronco Focus next.
Sports Radio 95.3 FM and 1350 AM. The Ticket. This is Bronco Focus with the voice of Boise State Athletics, Bob Beeler.
All right, about an hour and 15 minutes to kick off tonight at Albertsons Stadium. Let's go live to Albertsons Stadium where Bob Beeler, who will be on the call for tonight's game with his partner Pete Cavender, joins us with four keys to a Bronco victory. Bob, welcome. Can't wait to see these tonight.
Well, I hope these keys come through. The ones I had last week, I think I went 0 for 4. I don't think any of them happened. That's why they got beat. So let's see if we can get four tonight that are achieved. Let's see if we can do that.
Number one.
Well, I have to start off talking about Talen Green because it's going to be his first start for the Broncos at quarterback. And I think what he needs to do is he needs to not try to do too much. He needs to play within himself. He needs to limit mistakes. The 3-3-5 that San Diego State runs is very difficult to discern what's going on. They do a great job of disguising things. They have a lot of talent. I know New Mexico ran a similar defense to this, but the folks that play for San Diego State are better than the people who played for New Mexico. Don't turn the ball over. Don't have negative plays that give you third down and 15 when you could have third down and 5. Need to make the right reads, need to lean on the running backs, play to your strengths. And again, my number one key for Talen Green is to not try and do too much.
What is not trying to do too much, Bob? Is it, dummying down the play call, maybe just focusing on one or two quick read systems? If forcing Talen Green not to do too much, what do you think that's going to look like?
Well, I think it's when you read a play and you're trying to throw the ball, don't try to throw it between two defenders to somebody that's not open. I think taking what the defense gives you, if it's a read play, if the read is to give the ball to George Helani, give it to George Helani. Don't try to take it and make the play yourself if the read tells you to go to somebody else. So that would be my definition of not doing too much. I think he can be the better passer tonight in this football game. And I'm not saying not throw the ball. I'm just saying, be smart when you throw the ball. Look where you're throwing. Make your reads. Throw it to the right spot. Get it to the right people. But you don't need to be the guy that does everything tonight. We've got some other people around him on the offensive side of the ball. Accentuate what they do well, too.
Number two.
I think we're going to see two good defenses on the field tonight. And for Boise State, I think they need to stop the run. And I don't think that means they need to hold San Diego State under 30 yards rushing like they did New Mexico or UT Martin. But I think it's hold them under their average. And they are a top 20 running team. They have averaged 220 yards rushing a game. But San Diego State has had trouble keeping drives alive on third down. They've had an awful lot of third and longs, and they don't pass the ball well. San Diego State is 21% this season on third downs. So if you're Boise State, something they did not do well against UTEP last week is play well on first and second down. They need to make third down as difficult for San Diego State. San Diego State doesn't throw it. Force them to throw it when they have to throw it, not when they want to throw it. And I think stopping the run or limiting the run for San Diego State is the first thing this defense needs to do.
Bob, in terms of looking at this film for San Diego State, Bird, Armstead, Burmeister, they can come at you with so many different ways. Should Boise State be more concerned with one of those three over the others, or is it kind of a triple-headed sword right there?
Well, I think maybe you got to be a little more concerned with Burmeister because he kind of makes things happen sometimes on busted plays. Bell has been hurt. Kristen, the transfer from USC, has played some. Last week, Bird got the biggest run. He got you know, a total of 16 carries for 115 yards. Watching them, I think they're all pretty good. I don't think anybody has emerged as a Rashad Penny type or a Donnell Pumphrey type, and I think that's what they're hoping. I don't know that there's that much difference between the running backs. It seems to me that they'll, you know, run pretty much their whole playbook no matter who's the running back. So I think Burmeister is the guy you don't want to let get going, get out of the pocket. He had some runs on their winning drive against Toledo last week that he didn't have earlier in the game. They let him get out of the pocket and do some things on the winning drive.
You know. Number three.
I think both defenses tonight are the better sides of the ball for each of the teams. I also think that we're going to see a limited number of possessions, so I think scoring is going to be at a premium. I think special teams may be what decides this game tonight. Make your field goals when you get in the red zone. Kick them down the field. Kick either team down the field so that you have to start inside your own 20. I think field position, when you have two really good defensive teams, can make a difference. Because if I only need three first downs to get into field goal range, and the time you get the ball, you need six first downs, my chances of getting a field goal are a lot better. So I think tonight, don't let San Diego State, with the great return man, Bird, don't let him get loose for a score. Don't let him get loose for a long run that maybe he gets bumped out in the red zone already. Do something, you know, on special teams that makes them have to go the long way. I think special teams are going to be huge tonight in this game.
Bob, defensively, whose name would you like to say a lot tonight, right? At one of those Bob Beeler games where you get to mention this guy's name on several big play type of occasions.
I want to see Washington, Matlock, Tarlis, the guys up front, because then that means that the tackles are being made close to the line of scrimmage. I think the more you hear a Skinner and a Robinson and names of the people who are further back, the worse it is going to be. I think if they're running the football, you want to hear the D-line a lot, and then you want to work your way back, linebackers and then secondary after that.
Number four.
I'm going to simplify this one, guys. First team to 20 is going to win this game. 20 is the magic number in the Andy Avalos era. On the offensive side of the ball, if Boise State gets to 20, they're 9-2. Five times in the last two seasons, Boise State has failed to score 20. They are 0-5 in those games.
Wow.
If Boise State allows 20, which is sort of a mid number, they are 0-7. If they hold the opponent under 20, they are 9-0. 20 is the magic number. First team to 20 is going to win this one tonight.
Great stat.
Oh, Bob, that's some serious homework tonight. Now I have to think about more things with this Boise State offense. Do you see any scenario where Boise State's offense can just explode tonight and go like for 35-plus?
Sure. I mean, if, you know, Green gets loose on a couple of them, maybe you get a defensive score, a block punt, yeah, you can get to 35. I think this game's going to be low scoring, as I said, because I see both teams' defenses really, really good. And I think that both teams' offenses have struggled to throw the football. So, I think it's going to be low scoring. I think it's going to be, you know, kind of old-fashioned football tonight. That's my guess. But, hey, I've been wrong before.
Bob, we appreciate you. We'll be tuning you in when we're making our mad dash over the stadium at 5 o'clock on KBOI. We'll let you save your pipes a little bit, go over your final game notes with Pete Cavender, and have a great call tonight, Bob. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys.
Great stuff. Bob Beeler on the call on our sister station, KBOI, 93.1 FM, AM 670. Catch all the action. That's where Prater and myself will be after the game on Bronco Game Night, taking your calls. I think Prater, whether the fan base is happy or upset tonight, I think the calls are going to come.
Bob, keep our seats warm. We'll be there after the game, buddy.
All right, game day experiences. What has been fixed or attempted to be fixed? We're doing it next on Host Sports Talk.
Sports Radio 95.3 FM and 1350 AM. The Ticket.
You're now 2 hours from kickoff tonight. Friday night, Albertson Stadium, San Diego State at Boise State. This is kind of a special edition of Idaho Sports Talk with Prater and the ball game. Typically, we don't do shows on game days, but this game, the time, the kickoff, everything just added up. And we thought, what the heck, might as well go to work today, Prater. You got a long day.
Tough day at work. Another tough day at work for us, ball game. Talking a little football, talking about excitement, talking about that storyline tonight. I am so geeked up for this kickoff. I cannot wait. I feel like, Johnny, is this how you feel every single day? Just kind of geeked up and amped up? And
yes.
Just dancing all over the place?
Find something that excites you and get excited for it. Yeah, pretty simple way to live.
Life's not always that simple, ball game.
Maybe not. Okay, fine. Yeah,
but I'm gonna channel my inner Johnny Mallory today. I am channeling my inner Johnny Mallory today. So fired up and excited.
You know, I like that Boise State does this stuff. Yesterday, press release, what to know ahead of tonight's game, and basically Boise State saying, "Look, we've listened to our fan base as they, you know, continually want this or that fixed, long lines, whatever the case may be." And they come out with a press release saying, here's what we're doing to fix it. I mean, additional staff, they say, will be deployed in areas of high traffic and concourse congestion. Boise State say they're working with Best Crowd Management to bring in additional staff from Las Vegas to improve the efficiency of gate entry times. They're going to try to get you through the gate quicker tonight, Prater.
Why do we have to import some people from Vegas to sell me a hot dog at a Boise State football game? I know that's the guy really deep on the list of questions to ask for this game, but that, and it probably doesn't even matter what the answer is. That's bizarre. I did see an interview with Jeremiah Dickey where he said on a typical game day with kind of the crowds and the concessions orders they had in the New Mexico home opener that they need 300 people on staff and they had 100. So staffing continues to be an issue. JP, there's rumors that JP is going to sell hot dogs tonight. You and I might pop down at halftime and sell some popcorn. Boise State needs some serious, serious help, and they've done some stuff. The lines were horrible for that New Mexico home opener. You know, people talking about 45-minute wait for a hot dog and a soda, that is not going to work. So, yeah, they've been proactive about this, trying to work on the streamlining and efficiency of the security checkpoints, trying to make sure that people know how to get into the stadium. They want people in the stadium for Blue Chaos, which, by the way, tonight the flag raiser will be Doug Martin, who had himself a pretty darn good game against San Diego State way back in 2011. So good for Doug Martin. 129 yards and two touchdowns in that Kellen Moore victory in 2011. So a lot of good mojo coming from Doug Martin. But
2 for 2, if you ask me, on the Blue Chaos guests.
And, I mean,
there's a lot of guys to choose from, a lot of people important to this program. But to go from Quentin Michael to Doug Martin, I think, you know, you're nailing this right now, Jeremiah Dickey.
Bottled water, they're going to have bottled water at a whole bunch of different places tonight. So if you're just looking for water, you shouldn't have to stand in line with the hot dog people.
Yes.
Look for that kind of stuff.
Damn hot dog people.
Lots of information on your phones about how to get in, how to handle stuff. There's going to be some more beverage kiosks. People are going to be dressed in precise uniforms. I'm just kind of reading down the list here. The East Stadium Double R Ranch Grill is going to shift to a grab-and-go. It's a grab-and-go market similar to the Locals Corner that debuted a couple weeks ago. So there's all kinds of options out there. I'm curious. I know people were reaching out to you during that home opener. I had some friends reach out to me. They said the experience down there in the concourse was bad. Let's hope the focus tonight is on football. Ball,
yes. Man. I mean, and I don't want to tell the guy, hey, you know, quit your yapping. Shut up. Lines are long. There's a lot of people here. But, you know, this guy said he went with like 4 minutes left in the second quarter, and then didn't get back to his seat until 11 minutes in the third quarter. That's all throughout halftime, too.
Yeah, that's not
like
good.
That's just too damn long, if that in fact is the case. And, you know, they even took data on this, Prater. You read that part in the press where they said data suggests that concession lines are longest during the second and third quarter. So they say, you know, hey, just an FYI, this is when lines are typically longest. Here's my data. I have data on this too, Prater.
Go, baby, go.
Of a lifetime of going to games, having to take a leak because I drink a lot of beer at a lot of games, needing soda or whatever. I get up a lot. The best time to run up and get in line is right before a punt. I've said this before. I'll say it again. That's the best time. Because a lot of times there's a commercial break after the punt. So you get the TV timeout, too. That's what you do right before a punt. I know, I get it. You might miss a punt return or a punt block. But, dude, you need another beer. So right before the punt, you haul butt right up there, get in line, and you will notice, okay, I beat the rush.
I think halfway through the second quarter, stay in your seats. That would be my game day advice. Everybody's thinking, okay, I can beat the halftime rush and go down with 4 minutes left to go in the second quarter. Guess what? Everybody's thinking like you. So that leads into the third quarter angst. This data suggesting that Boise State's wait lines are longest in the third quarter. I have a feeling those are the people in the second quarter that are still kind of lingering in there. So let's get that sucker fixed. But Boise State, it might help you. There might be a little tip. Boise State put this stuff out on Game Day Facts. You can go check it out. It's all over their websites right now, broncosports.com. There's all kinds of information, really detailed information about in terms of express entries, which gates A, D, E, N, P, and M. Those are express gates that are free of charge. You're not paying an extra $30 like you are at Disneyland for the fast pass. These are express gates. You have one bag, clear bag. You go through it, you're done. So there's ways to get in the stadium. It'd be nice if they could get themselves in the stadium in time for that blue chaos flag ball game.
Yeah, that feels like it's a cluster just about every week. And a lot of it we see, Prater, are the students who are just choosing to go to the game 5 minutes before kickoff, which, again, an abundance. They all think the same way, I guess, and all of a sudden there's this huge rat jam to get in there. And a lot of the times they don't get in until late first quarter, mid-first quarter type of thing there, too. I know they're doing that thing on the east side. They call it, Bronco Alley. So there's a lot more food options. Basically, what they're saying is, hey, we'll make more options available. The more carts and stuff out there, the less long the lines are. And sometimes you're just so hungry, you don't care what you're going to eat. You'll go to the place with the shortest lines because you want to get in and out. So hopefully that works a little bit better. And I think of all the money you lose, people standing in line there, Prater, how much money they're, whoever's, the companies or BSU, God, man. I mean, you want to get these scout people out, lickety split, man, get their money, move them on. People at Boise State, they don't get back in line. It's like they go one time a game, most likely, because they stay in the line so damn long. Yeah. Then also, I'm like, I'm not going back and being in that line again. When you go to Disneyland without a fast pass, you're not going on the Matterhorn twice in one day. Line's too damn long, Forrest.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. By the way, I got a little distracted there. I zoned out. The food trucks for tonight are Basilio's Tacos and the Rusty Dog Corn Dogs. I got a little distracted there. The corn dog taco combo and a food truck. Prater might be hungry tonight.
Big Basilio's fan. Been there. They have a good food truck outside of an Albertsons that JP goes to on Lake Hazel. And I've never had Rusty Dog Corn Dogs, but
tonight buy me the night ball game. Just depends on how long you have to stand in line.
What do you think the media meal is going to be tonight? Have you heard anything?
I don't know.
First week it was hamburgers and hot dogs. Pretty basic, cool, easy. Good stuff right there. So that's kind of the new stuff going on, hopefully. And let us know. Text us and whatnot. I want to know how much better a job they're doing now, and that'll be good for them, right?
I would think so. They need to get this together. I'm very curious as to what the crowd's going to be as well. They've announced about 33,000 plus. The new capacity there is about 36,000. I don't know if they officially announced it as a sellout, that home opener. I think that they called it 100% capacity.
Top 10 crowd, they said.
Yeah, so we'll see what the. I'm very curious tonight because even on a good day, 6 o'clock on Friday is a tough turnaround for Bronco Nation, and there's a lot of fans out there with a lot of angst. It's I'm not going to say it's chilly out there, but summer is definitely gone. It's the perfectly beautiful Friday night, fall night for football. You're going to ball game, and I each loaded up an extra little coat, little jacket just in case tonight. It might get down into the 40s later on tonight. So the weather's going to be a little chilly, but it's going to be perfect football weather.
Hey, Steven from Boise texted, and he said they need to let people leave and re-enter. Many people would eat and drink more because the lines would be lesser because people would be going out to their car, but they don't want you doing that.
No, that's a bad idea, and Boise State was the last stadium on the planet that was doing that. Bad idea, old hat, it's never coming back, deal with it, because that's how nobody else in America lets you go out, whether you're at a concert, a play, a football game, a baseball game, it doesn't matter. Once you're inside, stay inside.
All right, Prater, coming up, we're actually going to do this next because we only have you till 5 o'clock tonight. Then we'll tell you to go listen to Beeler. But for now, Prater, I don't want an answer yet. Is Hank Bachmeier going to watch this game tonight? That's question one.
Okay.
JP, here's my question for you. Is Tim Plow going to watch this game tonight? Now, here's my question to all of you listening, texting in, 208-424-9300. Tim Plow, Hank Bachmeyer, either or are they going to watch this thing tonight, in your opinion? How do you think you would handle this? Let's talk a little bit about that. I want to read your thoughts when we come back as well. If you want to call in, call on in. Fat Guys Fresh Deli Hotline waiting for you on KTIK The Ticket.
Sure, they go off the rails sometimes, but who doesn't like a good train wreck? Idaho Sports Talk with Prater and the Ballgame on Sports Radio 95.3 FM and 1350 AM. The Ticket.
Hour and 45 minutes from kickoff tonight on the Blue. You only get six of these a year, Michael Forrest Prater.
Yes, sir.
Take advantage, man. Take advantage.
I'll be there.
JP, is JP there past halftime tonight?
Ooh, that's 50-50.
That's a tough one.
No, I'll definitely be there because I'm tweeting out the game, tweeting out some details of the game, and I'll stay to the end. I've been staying to the end for years now, Prater.
All right.
What?
Yes.
All right. Okay. All right. I can't wait to see you. I'll talk to you in the fourth quarter, JP.
I'll be right there.
Oh, Prater, that picture can't come fast enough on Twitter of JP's empty seat if he does, in fact, leave early. I am posting that, JP.
I'll be there at the
okay,
end.
Okay, now. I'll be there at the I'll end. I'll quit for giving you crap about it. You'll be there till the end of the game. Prater, I'm going to use a boyfriend-girlfriend analogy on you for this because I feel like that's the best way for you to interpret stuff. You know, if you have that man versus woman, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever the case, relationship analogy.
Relationship angst is what you're going for, right?
Hey, feel me out here, Praters. Hank Bachmeyer broke up with his girlfriend. It was his decision. He left Boise State. He said, it's not you, it's me, or whatever. I don't want to be in this relationship anymore.
100% agree with that.
He dumped Boise State. Boise State dumped Tim Plow. Boise State broke up with Tim Plow.
Okay.
So we have opposite ends of the spectrum. My question being, hey, you know what, whatever. Is Hank Bachmeyer going to watch this game tonight? Is Tim Plow going to watch this game tonight? But they do have a little different viewpoints. Prater, how would you respond to that? That scenario.
I'm going back to the breakup scenario. If you get dumped, do you want to know who's next? You know what I mean?
When you get dumped. Do you go to her Facebook page? Do you want to see what she's doing? Do you stalk her online, Forrest? Do you poke around? Because tonight, that's essentially what Hank or Tim Plow
Ballgame, you're bringing up a lot of bad feelings. We got to hurry up and get down to the game. I mean, you need to stop and have some therapy here. Do we have time for therapy?
Man.
And then Tim Plow, because I'm processing the answer, so I'm stalling some. So Tim Plow, he's the one that got dumped. So he's got a little bit different scenario, as you pointed out. Which one is more likely to watch? Which? I don't think there's a chance in hell Hank Bachmeyer watches.
Really?
I don't think Hank Bachmeyer watches. I think Hank Bachmeyer's emotions and his angst just 6 days after making that decision, it's going to be too painful. Now, if he might want to refresh his phone. I don't even know if he's still in town. I don't know where he is. Hopefully he's in California, maybe watching his brothers play high school football.
That's a good call, man.
Not even thinking about Boise State. I don't think Hank Bachmeyer is going to watch tonight's game. I don't think he is sitting around and moping and looking for, you know, it's not like Adam Sandler in The Wedding Singer hiding in his basement for a month.
I don't know. Right? I've been known to do that.
I bet you I can see that happening here. But and I've been known to do that as well.
Oh, man.
I don't think Hank Bachmeyer looks. I think Tim Plow, being the mature adult that he is, I think he sits on the couch tonight and studies football for 3 hours, watches Boise State football play tonight.
I think he does. He cares about the people in that building. And I think that would be the only reason Hank would say, if he would say, damn yes, damn straight I'm watching this game tonight. Those are all my brothers there. But at the same time, that's kind of saying one thing and then, you know, doing another, I think. Because if he said, I support my brothers.
If he supported his brothers, he probably still
You left us.
Yeah. And I'm not ripping on Hank for leaving. I'm not calling him a quitter. I respect his right to make whatever decision. And I thought it was so obvious from the outside. I can't even imagine what it was like on the inside. That he a change of pace is going to be good for Hank Bachmeier, as dramatic as last weekend's news was. So, yeah, I think Hank Bachmeier is kind of ready to move on. I mean, he did the breaking up. He's going to be the alpha male.
He broke up with Boise State, the alpha male. I don't want you anymore.
He might already be talking to his next little hottie.
Yes, whether it's Cal, whatever the team is, yeah.
I think he's ready to move on.
I think so, too. I don't know if he's going back and checking her Facebook page.
He will if the game goes bad. He'll go if I hate to say this. Because Hank Bachmeier does have feelings, I think, for his boys, his running backs, his offensive linemen.
Of course.
Taylor
some of his
Green.
Best friends, man.
Yes, yes, yes. I mean, I think him and Riley Smith became close buddies.
Jeez.
So,
yeah.
Yes, he's going to. But if he finds out that the game was ugly, he might tune in and say, eh.
Told you so. It's kind of one of those things, Prater, if you break up with someone and then you find out that they went on a date or something and it was like a horrible experience for her. Nothing like illegally horrible, she didn't like the guy. He was not her type, whatever. And then maybe you look back and say, yeah, you're never going to find me again, are you, babe? You know, like
you
sometimes
like
you would think that. Like, yeah,
you sound
well,
like that's from experience, Paul.
You know, I know. I've been on the other side probably a lot more, but. And the other side, like with Tim Plow, it's heartbreak. It's a different type of lovesick when they leave you. Tim Plow is going to watch this game tonight. And like going to Facebook and seeing the first time your ex has a new photo with the new, oh my God, Mr. Everything, love of her life. You look at that and you get that feeling in your gut like, oh, she's met somebody. She's moving on. If Boise State wins tonight, plays decent, plays better on offense, Tim Plow's going to have that feeling, sadly, of being lovesick of, oh, baby, I want you back. I want my team. I want my job back. And you see that they're moving on. That's a tough pill to swallow. I think, what do you guys think? 208-424-9300, Fat Guys First Daily Hotline. We have tons of time left on this thing. I would love to get your take. Prater says there's no way Hank Bachmeier is watching this game tonight. What about Tim Plow? Is he watching this game tonight, Prater? I think he is.
I think Tim Plow is definitely going to be watching this game. And I don't think Hank Bachmeier is, although I wouldn't be surprised if he did. So I cannot wait. I cannot wait. So
what do you guys think? Your theory might be spot on, though. Conspiracy theory, whatever. That Hank Bachmeier has two brothers who play high school football. It's Friday night. What
probably
better
hasn't seen
situation?
Him play in a couple years.
Yes. Okay, when I break up with someone and I want to get my mind off that breakup, I'm going to go hang out with my brothers, my cousins, my closest people. Where's Hank Bachmeier tonight? Everybody loves him, warm, caring people around. It's at the high school stadium his brother is playing at, you know? He's supporting his brother. He's around family and loved ones, his parents. I mean, to me, that's the best spot for Hank Bachmeier tonight. Maybe you check your phone periodically. People do now.
Absolutely, absolutely.
But other than that, man, I think Hank Bachmeier, I think you get away. I don't even know. I would guess he's not even in town.
Here's the weird deal, especially since you came up with this ridiculous little painful in my memory scenario about boyfriend-girlfriend thing. We know for a fact that Hank Bachmeier's girlfriend has been and continues to be a Boise State cheerleader.
Mm.
Unless she's not there tonight, Hank
That's
Bachmeier's longtime girlfriend will be cheerleading at the game tonight.
I haven't heard anything about her leaving the squad. I don't know if she would or what the deal would be there.
They
I
wouldn't
mean,
put out a press she, release.
Yeah,
so. Hank Bachmeier's girlfriend has left the team.
Program. She is now in the cheerleader transfer portal. We'll see where she ends up. Jim, you're first up on the Fat Guys Fresh Deli Hotline. I'm sorry, Ty. Let's go to Ty first. Ty, welcome. And what are your thoughts on this? Hank Bachmeier, Tim Plow, these guys watching this thing tonight?
I don't think so, but I think Tim Plow might have had a few weeks since Dirk Koetter was hired as special advisor or whatever his unofficial title was.
Which he's had that title. Move. He's had that title since the beginning of the year. So,
didn't like 2 weeks ago or whatever it was. They brought him in for special of like. I didn't realize that was since the beginning of the season. I guess I didn't pay attention to that part. But do you think that he had, like, time to mentally prepare himself for a situation like this?
Has Dirk Koetter had time to mentally prepare himself for this situation? Is that the question?
Yeah.
100%. Yeah. He woke up this morning, and he knew exactly what to do. Dirk Koetter has been coaching football since he was 5 years old and playing football since he was 5 years
old.
This is, well, no, coaching too, because he was born to be a coach. Okay. And I think every time he got on the field as a 5 year old, he was channeling his inner dad.
Running after his dad, yeah, just doing what his dad was doing.
This is what Dirk Koetter does, and he's been doing it for 50 plus years. Dirk Koetter will be just fine mentally tonight. The execution between him and his offense. That's the big curiosity.
All right, about an hour and a half from game time. Jim, you're next up, Fat Guys Fresh Deli Hotline. Bring it.
Hey, Jim Barber here. I'm wondering how come the words Tim Keene haven't been brought up for a while.
Oh, I brought him up plenty last week, dude.
Did you? I must have missed that part. I know we've heard Tim Plow and boring offense and yada, 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 and, you know, offensive line can't keep anybody out of the backfield, but Tim Keene's name doesn't come up very often for that.
I think this offensive line is pretty good at running the ball. They're pretty good at run blocking. This offensive line at pass protection is a complete total disaster right now. So there's some good, there's some bad. And it's not like a plug-and-play thing like Dirk Koetter was. Boise State and Andy Avalos were very fortunate that Dirk Koetter was just kind of standing right there. That's not lucky. That's just good planning and way to build your staff and way to build your contingency plan. So they got a nice situation there. You can't get rid of Tim Keene, Rao, because, I mean, what are you going to bring in somebody else? I need to see what the rest of this season looks like. I need to see what the rest of this offense looks like in terms of the offensive line. So I'm not ready to get rid of Tim Keene right now. Certainly his offensive line has some issues, but this offensive line's had issues long before he even showed up.
I think Tim Keene, if there's a next to go, is next to go, but you make a good point. Where's that budget come from? You don't have an offensive line analyst waiting in the wings like you had with Dirk Koetter, and Dirk Koetter is coaching your quarterbacks as well. That was two birds with one stone, so to speak. So, yeah, removing Tim Keene means you're bringing somebody else in, and I don't know where they would be with proximity to this program. There's a lot more questions there. They need Tim Keene to figure this out. It was interesting. I was talking with a Boise State lineman earlier this week. It was Farah, and he was saying how impressed he was with how much Dirk Koetter knows about offensive line play. So I don't want to put everything on Dirk's plate here, but what he was saying is that, you know, Dirk Koetter might be of some value to Tim Keene. Just another guy to talk to, another Absolutely. Guy to share schemes with. And Dirk Koetter has been coaching football a long time. I'm sure he could coach any stinking position. Brandon, you're up next. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, what's going on? I think I speak for the rest of us when I don't want to hear about Tim Plow or Hank ever again because they're gone now. I want to hear about the new offense and what's going on and the new innovation that this guy's bringing to the table. You know what I'm saying?
So you're hating this segment right now. It's pissing you off.
I don't hate your segment. I'm just saying we got new guys in the fold. Why not talk about the prospects? Why talk about the past? Let's move on to the future.
We've been talking about them all week, all show. We just thought one little segment here and have some fun, but I appreciate the
love. I love you to death, boss, but, I mean, let's go. Let's go. We're winning this tonight.
All right, Prater.
He's fired up. He wants a win. Let's go.
Brandon, the radio producer. That's his new name. I love you, man. Okay, let's get back to Dirk Koetter, back to Taylen Green. Let's have some fun today. Guys, we got 90 minutes before kickoff here. This is going to be a fun one. Let's hop on some soapboxes, Prater. I'm going to talk about the biggest area, I think, tonight of importance for this football team. What is the most important area? I'm going to talk about it on our soapbox. We got predictions and expectations, too. We want to take more calls as we talk about the game and the team coming up. Idaho Sports Talk.
This is Idaho Sports Talk with Prater and the Ballgame on 95.3 FM, 1350 AM, and always streaming on the new and improved KTIK app. No megaphones will be harmed in this segment, but watch your eardrums anyway.
It's the 90-second soapbox with Prater and the Ballgame
on Sports Radio 95.3 FM and 1350 AM. The Ticket.
You know, I'm talking about Spencer Danielson, defensive coordinator, Boise State Broncos. Coach Danielson, your defense, I want to see play dominating football tonight. I think that's the most important key to this game. Boise State's defense being the best unit on the blue tonight, all things considered. Boise State, have you seen San Diego State's offense? How disgusting it is? Eighth in the Mountain West in yards per game. They average 73 passing yards per game. That's worse than Air Force. They can't throw. They rush for 220 yards per game. Second in the Mountain West. Okay, right? Stop the damn run. Force these guys to pass. They only average 20 points per game. That's eighth in the Mountain West. They stink. San Diego State's offense, it's ripe. Boise State be all over these guys. Let Talon Green and Dirk Cutter, I don't know, play with an early lead or don't play from a big deficit, right? Spencer Danielson, have your defense flying around on a Friday night. I think it's the ultimate key to tonight's game. Keep these guys under 15 points. Get off it.
So many questions about what's going to happen with Boise State's offense tonight. That is the storyline going into Boise State, San Diego State at Albertson Stadium here in about an hour and 20 minutes. Dirk Cutter is the man in charge of this Boise State offense right now. And I have no idea what the X's and O's are going to look like, but I can promise you this, having known Dirk Cutter for more than 25 years. Dirk Cutter is the calmness, the mature professionalism that this staff and this football team needs right now. Dirk Cutter has been through so much in his life. He's been fired in the NFL. He's been fired in college football. He's been raised and praised in college football and in the NFL as well. Going back to Boise State days, Dirk Cutter is the one that turned Bart Hendricks quietly in the middle of a season into a Boise State Hall of Famer. Dirk Cutter is the guy that stood on the Hall of Fame plaza after Paul Reyna had passed away in an unfortunate training camp head injury situation. I remember Dirk Cutter standing up there on that press conference with so much poise. He cried. He lost a couple of tears that day, but he had so much poise in one of the most unique situations that Boise State football has ever had. I enter you tonight, another unique situation for Boise State football, and Dirk Cutter's back in charge. He's had many decisions he's had to make at so many different levels, and he's learned so much from his dad for the last 60 years. The Dirk Cutter in charge tonight is a calm, cooling, just a soothing blanket for this Boise State football team, and it should be for you guys as well. I can't wait to see what happens X's and O's on the field, and I hope Talon Green has a night that we want to talk about forever. It's a big story around here, and I love a big story. Dirk Cutter, he's the perfect man for the job right now. He's exactly what Boise State football needs. He's calm. He's cool. He's collective. He's going to make good decisions. I can't wait to see what happens at the end of this game.
Sports Radio 95.3 FM and 1350 AM, The Ticket.
Well, as you mentioned, we're about an hour and 23 minutes away from kickoff at Albertson Stadium. Boise State tweeted out earlier today that just over 33,700 tickets out for tonight's game with San Diego State. And there is a lot of football going on around the Treasure Valley. I counted up 17 high school football games in the District 3.
That's a lot of games.
Six 5A games, three 4A games. We've got Rocky and Capitol moved away from Donald Larson Park over to Rocky. Other games in the Mountain West tonight. There is another game, first place UNLV plays New Mexico tonight. And last night, BYU came back to beat Utah State 38-26. It just wasn't meant to be for the Aggies yesterday.
Tough season for Utah State. Bonner's gone for the year. Prater, any chance New Mexico, I can't believe I'm saying this, shocks the Mountain West world and beat UNLV tonight?
Well, it is UNLV, but so far UNLV is not being UNLV. They're playing well. So, yeah, I'm going to go with the Running Rebels.
Other college football this weekend. Johnny, I misspoke when I said that the Vandals were looking for to win back-to-back games. They actually have won back-to-back games. Now, the question was, when's the last time they went on a three or more game win streak? Do you know the answer to that, Johnny Ballgame?
The last time the Vandals won
three or more games
I'd
in
say
a row.
Yeah, 2016.
2016, they ended the season on a five-game win streak. But the Vandals take on Northern Colorado tomorrow night. Idaho State, they will host Montana tomorrow afternoon. And, of course, Idaho State Bengals will be starting their third-string quarterback after injuries to the first two. And the College of Idaho, they are on the road tomorrow looking to go to 5-0 on the season. They play at Carroll College tomorrow afternoon. Mariners could clinch a playoff berth tonight. They need a win over the A's or a Baltimore Orioles loss to the New York Yankees. The Orioles game is first up, so they could possibly know by the time they take the field, you know, if they're headed to the playoffs or tonight. But reminder to Johnny Ballgame, no cheering in the Boise State press box at, oh, I don't know, 7:50 this afternoon or this evening. If the Mariners should make the playoffs.
Jay. That's if the Yankees beat the Orioles. That game starts in 25 minutes. And it'll be like Willie Mays Hayes in the movie Major League, Prater. When he finds out he makes the team, he keeps it inside. He walks outside the building, and then he does his old song and dance type of thing. I'll do the same thing tonight.
And another thing that could happen tonight, Aaron Judge getting a shot, his first shot, to hit home run number 62 on the season as the Yankees host the Orioles. Tua Tagovailoa, he flew home with his team last night after the Dolphins quarterback was taken by ambulance to the hospital after suffering a concussion in their loss to the Bengals. And the NFLPA, they are not happy with the way things have been, I guess, diagnosed in the past couple of games with Tua. He was taken out of the, or missed some of the time in the Bills game on Sunday. They thought he had a concussion there. The Bills say no, it was more of a back problem. But their president of the NFLPA, J.C. Treader, said, "We are outraged by what we've seen the last several days and scared for the safety of some of our brothers." With all the, you know, how many years have we been talking about the concussions problem?
Mm-hmm.
Years and years and years. And then it just a bad, bad look. Bad look. And we have one more game that was moved due to Hurricane Ian. It was supposed to take place on Saturday, then it got moved to Sunday. We're talking about the UCF-SMU game. They have now moved that game again. It'll be next Wednesday night as both teams have a bye next week. Haven't really followed what was going on with Hurricane Ian earlier today, although I know it was moving up to South Carolina in that area.
I believe it's been downgraded to a tropical blah 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 storm.
It's a tropical storm.
It's still very pesky out there, and the damage in western Florida is nasty, brutal, ugly, and devastating. But hopefully, better days ahead there.
Don't forget to listen to Prater and the Ball Game after the game. Mm-hmm. How about Bronco Game Night on KBOI? About an hour after the game tonight, we'll take all your calls. We'll see if it's going to be a storm of issues or is it going to be a party where this thing's going on the right track again. We'll take those calls. But we'd also like to get yours now, would we, Prater? It's time for those predictions and expectations. And we got a couple of Sockeye gift cards for $50. If people can hit on it, JP, mm-hmm. we can hook them up, can't we?
Yeah,
we're not looking for score predictions. That's too easy. But we're definitely looking for predictions of what you guys expect from this offense. Give us one nugget. What do you think from this offense? Can Taylen Green rush for 100 yards? Can Taylen Green pass for 250 yards? Is George Helani going to go for 100? Is there going to be a wide receiver with a big breakout? Can this offensive line keep Tua? I'm looking at a Tua story. Can keep Taylen Green off of his back, and maybe, you know, with between his athleticism and maybe an upgraded offensive line, if we get that, maybe a sack-free game. Give us some kind of prediction about what you expect from Boise State's offense tonight. So many different things on the table.
Yep, keep listening for the chances on the 25K payday as well. Let's get to our predictions, expectations. Boise State offense, call right now with yours for a chance to win $50 to Sockeye Brewing. Prater on the Ball Game, Idaho Sports Talk, KTIK, The Ticket.
With Sports Radio, The Ticket, we'll never raise your subscription price because we're free. Putting money in your pocket every time you listen. Sports Radio, The Ticket.
Don't forget, the ticket is your home for primetime NFL football. You can wake up with the London crew on Sunday, 7 a.m. Mountain Time NFL game. We got that early Sunday game, Prater.
Nice. I like those.
It's like 7:30 Mountain Time. You get an early breakfast game, and the rest ones start around 11. So,
for breakfast?
Yeah.
That time on a Sunday morning, you turn on the TV. You kind of do what you do on game day on Saturday morning. You turn it on and just kind of lay there and it's background noise for a couple of hours while you
fall
keep napping.
In and out of sleep. Yes. I do that with game day every week. And you can imagine how I how I handle these early morning NFL kicks.
What time
I don't,
does game
I hate
day
them.
Start on a Saturday morning?
It's, 7.
Oh, okay. Well, then I can see Johnny falling in and out of sleep.
Is it? Yeah, it's 7, 3 hours now.
I won't go to sleep till after 2 a.m., somewhere between 2 and 3 a.m. tonight.
Me too.
We'll be on the air till midnight, 12:30.
Yeah.
There'll be a late-night stop for Prater somewhere, I promise you that, and then I won't go to sleep till 3, but 7 o'clock, game day, baby.
Yeah, I mean, I was telling my family this tonight, like, well, when are you coming home? Well, the game starts at 6, we'll end at 9, we'll go on at 10, 10:30, we'll probably be on till midnight. Then we get home about 12:30, and I'm not one of those people. I don't just get off work, go home, and then crawl into bed. It doesn't matter what time it is, Prater. I need to, especially in this line of work where you have to be on. You know, you can't just go through the motions on radio. I mean, maybe you've tried to do it a couple of times.
No,
never do it.
I can't. I'm a late night guy. I mean, I don't go to bed till after 1 o'clock on a regular night. So on a night like tonight, I'll be pushing 3 o'clock before I go to bed tonight.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to get through all of College game day tomorrow either. But I love that show. It's good stuff. Way to kick off a weekend, and for Boise State fans too, you get the game on Friday, so you get to watch all the games. I got some predictions here. We want yours. 208-424-9300. Join us right now on Idaho Sports Talk. What's going to happen tonight? What are you telling your buddies all week that you think is going to happen with this offense? We'll get you on there. If you hit that prediction or just wow us, we'll hook you up with $50 to Sockeye Brewing. Pretty easy peasy deal. Let's go to Dave in Garden Valley. He says Talon Green goes over 300 total yards rushing and passing. Over 300.
That's a lot of – that's one of the things that I worry about.
Okay.
And fans are excited, and I know they want to see just fireworks tonight. And we might get it. If we get it, holy cow, that's going to be a lot of fun to watch. But so much expectations and pressure. I don't think he feels it because he's isolated in the football facility, and he's not out here talking to us or other fans. But to put that kind of pressure on Talon Green, good luck with that.
I mean, can Talon throw for 215 – and run for 85. If he does that, does it make you think they've won or lost or no issue whatsoever to tell?
Kellen Moore torched San Diego State for 366 yards. In the next six games against San Diego State, here's Boise State quarterbacks. 2012, they threw for 164 yards. In 2013, they threw for 202 yards. In 2014, they threw for 187 yards. In 2017, they threw for 72 yards. In 2018,
okay.
Brett Rippon threw for 170 yards. And last year, to break all that nonsense up, Hank Bachmeier passed for 222 yards and also threw two interceptions. San Diego State does not give up that many yards. So 300 total yards against San Diego State's defense, especially that 3-3-5, that funkiness that they run, that would be a spectacular beginning. But you know what? Guess what happened the last time a quarterback around here had a spectacular beginning? Hank Bachmeier pulled off the miracle at Florida State. There's no reason why Talon Green couldn't do it again tonight.
This particular San Diego State defense, though,
little suspect.
They're 11th. That's out of 12 in passing yards per game given up at 258. So if that happens, who knows? Maybe this San Diego State pass defense, at least on paper, isn't near to the effectiveness of those ones. We'll see, though. But Talon Green to throw for over 200 yards, I don't know how that's going to happen. Deep shots, intermediate, maybe a lot of screen passes or kickouts. I don't know, man.
Takes one big play, really.
Yeah. Nathan, you're first up. Nathan, give us that prediction with this offense. What are your expectations? What do you see happening, Nate?
Honestly, I'm kind of having an expectation of like either we would win or we would lose. My expectation is to have more competitiveness on the offense and more competitive on the defense. That's all I'm, like, really focusing on right now, is because of what the last two games have been, even against UT Martin and New Mexico. Yeah, we won the game, but I didn't see very much aggressiveness or anything like that. I want to see improvement for this game. Whether we win or we lose, if we lose, I'm hoping it's just a good game and it's a close one, and I'm hoping that we win as well. I just want to see huge improvement with now we got Tim Cutter on the team right now, and now we got Taylor Green going right there. And, yeah, that's all I got to say about this for this game tonight.
Appreciate that. I think the one thing.
Thanks, Nate Dogg.
The one word that Boise State coaches have been looking at more than anything else this week is consistency. Just the consistency of this offense. I want the offense to look the same in the first, second, third, and fourth quarters, to look the same at the beginning, to look the same at the end, have the same kind of flow, balance, and rhythm. Those are the buzzwords that Boise State coaches have been throwing around all this week. That's what you want to look for tonight, because that's what Boise State has been focused on over the last 6 days.
You know, I will say this about what Nate just said. There hasn't been a lot of energy and enthusiasm with this team. My mom even pointed out when I showed up home last week, and she's like, they just don't seem to, like, have any life. There's no bounce. There's no excitement there. They just kind of, blah, they're just kind of out there. Like, what's going on? I don't know. I kind of noticed that, too.
That was certainly the case against Utah. That was glaringly disgusting.
Flip that tonight, right? See guys flying around, staying in it. Hopefully the crowd supports that as well, Prater. And we got a game in almost an hour, kickoff on the blue. We want to send you over to KBOI here in a couple of minutes and catch Bob and Pete getting you into this. But first, Prater, Bronco game night. 1 hour after this game ends tonight?
Roughly 10:30. We think right around 10:30. Ballgame and myself on KBOI. Post-game call-in show. We want to hear from all you guys. We had a ton of calls last week, a record number of calls. Let's see if we can match that win or lose tonight. There's going to be a great storyline, so give us a call about 10:30 tonight, roughly 45 minutes to an hour after Bob gets off, or after the game ends, and we're going to take some phone calls for, I don't know, 90 minutes to 2 hours ballgame.
I know we're going to take calls. Last week we had, and think about this, they got its ass kicked last week. Those are the words you're looking for. Yeah, okay. we took a record number of calls on a UTEP ass kicking.
Let's flip that tonight.
Break that record. Let's get this town partying again for this football team. We'll send you over to Bob Beeler on KBOI, and we'll join you on KBOI for Bronco game night following this game about an hour. Until then, now don't be a yahoo tonight. Enjoy this game. Thanks for listening to Idaho Sports Talk. He's Prater. I'm Johnny. There's JP. Love ya.
Sports Radio 95.3 FM and 1350 AM, The Ticket. Not all websites are created equal. Hit KTIK.com and see what's happening with Sports Radio The Ticket. Listen to The Ticket live or get quick and easy access to past shows and interviews with Prater and the Ballgame. KTIK.com. Listen to the Daily Bronco Focus segment and read the Scott Slam. KTIK.com. Find sweet deals and check our play-by-play schedules so you never miss a game. It changes every day, so keep coming back to KTIK.com. KTIK.com.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.